Welcome back to another episode of Ask Me How I Know. It is Monday, which means it is a day that we are diving deep into mindset. And here's the thing. How many of you listening right now are absolutely frustrated with habits? We hear about the morning routine. We hear we need to have habits, that what we do in the smallest way is what we're going to do in the macro way. It's like we are surrounded in this world, if you are into personal growth and development, by the concept that, you know, we really need to be clear and we have to be refined with all of our habits. How many of you are also feeling like Groundhog's Day? Like you're doing the same thing over and over and over and over. And yes, it creates consistency and things like that. And it has so many helpful byproducts to it. But are you feeling like life is just stagnant because you're stuck in these, you know, routines and rituals, and they're so entrenched in it that you are just like, yeah, this is just how I have to live my life. And oh, wow, that's the rest of my life. I'm going to be doing this. Anybody feel that? Because I'll tell you what, I went through this recently this year. Well, basically over the summer, once my kids got out of school and North Idaho weather turned, you know, just absolutely gorgeous, I realized that all of my habits were starting to shift. I've also discussed that a bit on the podcast. So it's really interesting to see almost a year ago, Like last November, I created a lot of content on habits and creating your habits and curating your habits and your morning routine. And you should go back and listen to those episodes because they are really helpful and they will help you level up. However, as I've been walking this path, being very consistent with it, well, until summer hit and the sun came out and I started hitting the trail. But prior to that, I was just being so consistent and regimented with it. And here's what happened. When that summertime hit and I needed to shift, I felt like I was also not walking with integrity, personal integrity, integrity to myself. In the personal development space, we hear of this as well, right? We always hear people saying, well, you know, you have to keep your credibility up within yourself. You need to make sure that you are doing what you say you're going to do. So if you say you're going to do 10 push-ups, you're doing 10 push-ups. If you say you're going to get up at, you know, 4 a.m, you're getting up at 4, because that habit and that self-culture, you know, helps you have self-confidence and you have self-integrity. So maybe if you're like me and you have like, okay, these are the habits that I've curated, maybe you've also felt like, oh, I've quote digressed. That's often how we feel about it. I've digressed and now I shouldn't have any personal integrity with myself because I mean, dang, I haven't been towing the line that I've been saying that I'm going to tow. That feeling right there can start a real negative spiral. That can start to lead us down this path of feeling, for lack of a better word, like losers. Like, I said I was going to do this. I'm not doing it. I'm not curating this habit further. Maybe I'm not sticking with the morning routine the way I said I was going to do it. And now, instead of using that as positive feedback to create change in our lives, oftentimes we embrace that and it becomes this negative feedback. And it's, you know, I'm a failure. I'm a loser. I'm not good at this. So what am I good at? And it starts to, the house of cards starts to crumble. Well, I was really reflecting on this because I started to feel that way over the summertime as I was not sticking to my normal morning ritual. I initially started to feel all of those feelings. And it's not, I promise you, it's not that I was just trying to find some way to make myself feel better, but I started to think about this. And I started to look at, why was I not sticking to that normal routine that I had? Why was I not sticking to that routine that I had basically created as my own personal poster child? Like, yes, this is what I'm going to do. This is my mantra. This is what I am about. Why did that shift? Why did it need to shift? And I started diving into that deeper. I hope that if some of you have experienced any of this, that it also led you to that point beyond that, you know, self-deprecation and all of the negative parts. I hope that it led you to a point to where it was productive. And as I dug in, I want to tell you what I found. And this, I guarantee you, is going to single-handedly forever alter the way you are looking at habits as you move forward. Here's what I found. I had transitioned a habit because the season had literally changed. It had gone from winter to spring, and now we are entering into the glorious summer months. In North Idaho, summer is a time I absolutely covet because it's warm and I love it. I love ambient warmth. I'm so grateful for it. And there's so many hiking and outdoor activities. We know I love that. And here's the thing. The season changed. I started looking around nature. And where I record, I actually get to look outside at the mountains. And so I'm doing that right now as I'm recording. And I'm looking at the seasons once again changing. We're entering into fall. And already as I'm recording this, you know, in mid-September, you know, already I'm seeing signs, you know, leaves are red and they are golden and they are falling. And it's so beautiful, but there is a change. Somehow we accept and embrace the seasons of nature. And I started to dive into that further in regards to habits and just life in general. And we know that, just to kind of dovetail this a little bit, that I'm always saying that we are personally evolving, right? We're always growing into the next best version of ourselves. And yet, too often we create this rigid framework. It's like, nope, these are the habits. This is what you have to do. This is what your morning routine looks like. And this is when you go to bed. And this is when you wake up. And this is how you do everything. And yet I look at the grass outside and I notice that the grass needs to be cut because the grass grows. It's constantly moving and evolving. And I look at, you know, the tree stands out here and I have trees that are, you know, ginormous. And then I have spindly trees and little trees and baby trees. They're constantly moving. A tree never stays the same. I think about the weather. It's constantly changing. I think about even the animals. The animals grow these, you know, thicker coats of fur. During the winter, our neighbor has a whole bunch of cattle in a pasture in front of our house. And in the wintertime, all of those cows, they have this massive amount of fur. It's incredible. And then when the spring comes, they shed that fur so that they can be more comfortable during the summer months. I hope you see where I'm going with this. This is where we need to embrace that life is about changing. It is about flexing. It's about growing a new winter coat and shedding it off. It's about, you know, growing into a tall blade of grass and, you know, flapping around in the wind. It is never about being rigid and staying put. So if you're thinking, well, Julie, I'm a rock. I just stay put. Well, it's been a lot of time rock climbing and I have this really cool rock feature, you know, just beside my house that I look out to. It's absolutely gorgeous. And I love hiking to the top of it. And when you are on top of it, you see rock crumbles all around. And if you're looking up from my house to this beautiful rock feature, you also see that there are, you know, just rocks coming down. It's always crumbling. So even if you are self-identifying as I'm a rock, I'm solid, I stay put, actually rocks erode over time and they become brittle and they break and they erode. So every part of nature points to this concept that we are dynamic and we will be suffocated if we are trying to stay in some rigid mold. Let's think about this. If I were to take, say, a freshwater fish, let's just say I went up to one of my local lakes and we caught some fish and we kept them alive and we put them inside a fish tank, but it was just a fish tank, you know, a standalone fish tank with, we brought some fresh water from its habitat with us, and we put that fish inside of there. Would it thrive or would it die? And really, it's not just going to not thrive, but it's going to die. It's going to stagnate over a period of time before it dies. I want to encourage you right now to reevaluate what are your habits. For a lot of people, the kids just went back to school recently in the last month or so, and you're maybe adjusting to that new dynamic, especially since last year during the pandemic was such a wild ride for so many, that this year is a larger adjustment. And for many people, a welcome adjustment, and it's exciting. However, it's an adjustment. For some of you, you've transitioned careers or companies that you're working with. Have your habits and have your routines shifted with the way your life is shifting? So instead of just having these rigid habits or a certain morning routine, I want to invite everyone listening to create what I'm calling dynamic habits. I should totally copyright that right now because it would make a really fantastic book, and maybe I will write that book. And the concept, again, is that nothing in nature is pointing to the fact that we are going to stay put and we're going to remain solid 100% of our lifetime. We always need to be fluid and flexing with what is taking place. We need to be dynamic. I'll give you one more example in nature, and that is rivers. And I remember, you know, back in one of my classes in college, studying rivers and how, you know, the sediment, you know, will shift and how rivers change over time, all because the current takes you know, sediment from one part of a river and deposits it in another part. And over time, that shifts the pattern of the river. It's small. It's not this ginormous difference. And let that be an encouragement to you that some of these shifts that you need to make, they're not these huge monumental shifts. Being dynamic just means be nimble, be aware of what is taking place in your life, and your habits, your rituals, your routines should complement what is actually taking place. A lot of people are getting back into travel, you know, because it's easier to travel once again. And, you know, when you're traveling, it puts a crunch onto your schedule. So that's another point where it's going to be more flexible. Do you really have to try to fit every micro routine in while you're traveling? Or is it better to stay up late and, you know, get to know the people that you went to visit and maybe not wake up at, oh, dark 30? Just some food for thought, right? As you're going about your week, I encourage you to evaluate and reflect on the habits and the rituals that you have incorporated in your life at this time and ask yourself, is this serving me or is this enslaving me? Is this part of outdated me? Is this part of 2019 me? Or is this part of current me? And is this pattern and habit going to help me grow into the next person that I want to grow into? I am so excited. I feel like this concept is going to liberate so many people from a fixed mindset. And in all of our efforts to have growth mindsets and to be dynamic, we've actually largely inhibited ourselves in doing that. So if this is resonating with you, I hope that you take a moment, share this with someone else that you know this is going to benefit, and rate it. There is this thing called an algorithm. It is real. And so every time you guys drop a 5-star rating or you're leaving a review, every time you do that, it helps this podcast reach someone else. So if this is helping you in any way, please share it with someone else. It's a free way to support the podcast. Until next time, live big, love bigger.